Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall live from Kitchen Notes here at the Omni Nashville Hotel with the biscuits wafting, the smell of biscuits wafting through the air. Teron Davenport from ESPN. Sorry, Teron, we're eating biscuits, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all good, man. I'm just grooving off of that. We about it. No limit right there, man.
Well, he's been all over the no limit. I can't imagine why. I can't put my finger on why he's been playing the Cash Money Millionaires the entire day. Let me ask you this, Teron. What is a reasonable expectation for Derrick Henry production and health this weekend?
Oh, I would say 85 yards. I think that's reasonable. But the thing you got to remember, this Saints team has their own streak of not allowing a 100-yard rusher. So, yeah, 85 yards, man, I think that's reasonable.
But, TD, do you think that – because I said this is probably going to have to be the game, and I think a lot of it is predicated on how healthy Derek is. And with that hamstring, you just don't know. He could be 100% and then run the ball one time and end up straining it again.
Yep.
And he's yep. back at 50%. But we know unless you got to cut it off, he's not coming out of the game. But is this a game where Derrick Henry, it has to be a 25, almost 30-yard rushing day for him, meaning he gets the ball 25 to 30 times and keeping that offense of the New Orleans Saints on the sideline?
I think that's a reasonable expectation just because when you're going against such a high-powered offense, the whole objective is to play keep away and ball control. So I could see that, but like you said, you know, that whole thing can change in a hurry with that hamstring. Now, fortunately, it's going to be warmer. I think it's going to be in the 50s on Sunday, so that's a good thing. But still, I mean, even in warmer weather, you push that hamstring too much, man, that thing could definitely grab you, you know what I mean? So it's going to be something that they're going to have to monitor, but I would give him the ball as much as possible.
Teron Davenport joining us here from ESPN covering the Titans. Of course, they'll take on the Saints on Sunday. You know, the secondary has been injured and has been an issue. Adoree Jackson, who knows how much you're going to get out of him. Special teams has been an issue all season. You now are going to try out a new kicker. And the pass rush was fairly lacking last week against Deshaun Watson, and now you've got a quarterback who gets the ball out very quickly. Of those three things, which one are you most concerned about and which one do you think can work the best?
I think it would have to be the secondary, man, because, you know, they have other playmakers besides Michael Thomas. But, I mean, week in and week out, you know he's getting the football and he still gets, you know, 12 targets and catches 12 of those targets. So I think, you know, the secondary, especially not knowing what's up with Adoree Jackson, I think that's going to be the biggest concern. But what I think could have the most success, I would say the guys up front, but then again, this Saints offensive line has done a fairly decent job not allowing sacks to happen, but also that goes with Drew Brees' quick release. So for me, it goes back to what Jeffrey Simmons was able to do on that interception last week against the Texans, excuse me, where he was able to get his hand up. You know, he saw that he couldn't get his pass rush in there, and he was able to get his hand up and knock the ball down. And that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to marry their hands with Drew Brees' arm. When his arm goes up, they got to knock it down.
Now, talking about the secondary and, you know, because those two kind of play off of one another, I've always believed if you got a good pass rush, then it makes a secondary even better. A lot of times it's not vice versa. It's not the other way around. And with the Titans, especially this last half of the season, for whatever reason, I think some of it had to do with injury, their lack of getting to the quarterback, it's imperative that the Tennessee Titans in the back end, they're able to cover as long as they possibly can. So do you think this sort of bend but not break defense that Dean Pease is imploring is almost because he has to? It's not necessarily because he wants to, but because he has to because of the injuries in the secondary. Do you think that works against the New Orleans Saints?
That's a tough question, man, because they do so well with that passing game as far as Brees picking people apart. I'm not so sure it works against the Saints, you know. And the other thing is, they could score from outside of the red zone, too. You know, this is a team that's scoring a lot of points, you know, through deep passes to Thomas, to Jared Cook. You know, they're finding ways. So I think this is a bad week for the Titans defense. I think that's really what it boils down to. And unfortunately, I don't see them winning this game. And I don't, you know, look at the secondary with all the things that they have missing. I don't see how they stop Drew Brees in that offense.
Teron Davenport joining us here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And, all right, special teams. I mentioned it, and you sort of went secondary. We've talked about Derrick Henry. I mean, listen, I don't think anyone in their right mind can say that, hey, we said Ryan Tannehill should start from week one. There might have been like 3 or 4% of Titans fans that said that, but nobody expected this. Special teams, I think it is fair to look back the entire season, including camp, and say that maybe different decisions could have been made along the way to get to the point now in week 16 with two games to go, vying for a playoff spot, that you were on your fourth kicker. I clearly think the Titans have mishandled this situation. Is it going to affect them in the final two games?
Yeah, I mean, man, even you're mixing Santoso, that's yet another kicker. So it's a bad situation that they've been in. But I don't know, man, because it's not all the kicker, right? You know, a couple of the blocks came by way of, you know, getting a push up front. So I guess they could get it fixed. I don't know. I mean, this week they're going to need all the points they could get. So that's the thing. I just, you know, we'll have to see what Greg Joseph brings. I think one of the things that is good is he had 47 touchbacks last year. So that could help in the field positioning side of things. But then also, you know, 85% with the Browns. So evidently the guy has some type of leg. We'll just have to see how that works out.
Now, the passing game, the Tennessee Titans have been able to get chunk plays the last couple of weeks. And a lot of it, we know, is off of play action and because of what Derrick Henry can do in the run game. Do you see that being an advantage this game in particular for the Tennessee Titans? Because last game, I mean, Jonathan Joseph, I mean, he was good 5, 6, 7 years ago. But, I mean, he can't run anymore. And luckily for the Titans, they got to play him again at the end of the season. So we might end up with the same results, A.J. Brown going over 100 yards. But do you think he can do that this week against a better New Orleans Saints secondary?
Yeah, I think they can do that. And the thing for me, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he's a guy that is probably going to start, you know, with Von Bell being down at safety, and he's a very aggressive safety, and they'll use him, you know, to come up in the box and make plays against the run. So being in that condition, in that zone, I could see them working play action and taking advantage of him being asked to support against the run. So I think that could be successful. I really want to see how the Saints go about guarding A.J. Brown when they go, man, do they have Marshon Lattimore travel with them? That's going to be something to see. And if they do, that'll really let you know that A.J. Brown has reached the status to where, okay, you know what? He is a guy that's going to draw the attention of the opposing team. They're putting their best corner in cat coverage against him. So I think that's something to watch. But even with that play action there, you know, A.J. Brown against the linebackers, you know, running that slant, the linebackers, they're gonna cheat up, right? I mean, it just automatically happens when you know, the play action happens. So I think that could open it up. Long story short, I think they could work the play action this week. I just want to see Demario Davis, though. You know, he's a really good coverage linebacker, so I want to see how he factors into all of that too.
Teron Davenport joining us here. And last one before I let you go, Teron. You know, this team has had over 150 yards rushing in 5 consecutive games. I know if you take the Colts game out of it, which was 6 sacks allowed, I get that. You know, none allowed against Oakland, 2 last week, 1 against Jacksonville. So that's 3 sacks in 3 games there total. Has the offensive line developed the way you would like to have seen it? Did it just take Taylor Lewan some time? Is it the coaching staff? Is it Roger Saffold finding his place? Like, what What is it that's been different? Is it just Tannehill and Henry? Can you explain what you see from the development of the offensive line and maybe what it means for the team next year?
Well, I think first and foremost, you saw that group as a whole just start to come together, right? Nate Davis, that's another one. He's kind of taking his lumps, right, and learning the position on the fly. So as he continued to get better, that helped that whole unit. Ben Jones has played pretty well. Conklin is playing really good. So I think those guys coming together as a unit and collectively, you know, gelling and improving has helped. Definitely the emphasis on running the football has helped, because now these guys, you know, they like to go and fire off the ball, initiate contact. So that's helped them. And then obviously in Tannehill, right, with his decisiveness, it's a mix of everything, just to be honest with you. You know, his decisiveness, getting the ball out, you know, and them being able to convert on third downs, they've gotten a lot better from that perspective. A lot of it is them, you know, their hot reads, right, going to Adam Humphries when he was healthy, and now Tajae Sharpe has taken that role. But then in addition to that, staying in manageable down and distances. You're not seeing as many of the penalties that are happening on first and second down and making third down just a mountain to climb. So it's just a bunch of things, but collectively that whole group, you know, that offense as a whole has improved, and it's mainly because of what's going on with the offensive line and them gelling the way that they have.
Teron, always a pleasure. We know you're taking the Saints, and it seems like you don't think that this is going to be a tough battle for the Titans, and you like the Saints to win. We'll leave on that high note. Teron, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, just, you know, got to keep it 100, you know what I mean? And
I like it.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
I like it. Teron, yep. Davenport there from ESPN. Always love talking to Teron. And still worried about the secondary.
Yeah.
Still a big concern with the secondary. So we'll react to that as well as the Preds. What happened to them last night? They did collect a point, but was it what you wanted to see? Big news in the college basketball world, so we got a lot of stuff to get to when we come back. We've got some picks against the spread coming up top of the hour as well. This is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.